Poll: More Venezuelans think nobody is their president than Juan Guaido. By Francis Martel on March 26, 2020. The Venezuelan polling firm Meganalysis published its monthly nationwide survey this week, finding that the looming spread of Chinese coronavirus in the country is corresponding to decreased faith in the legitimate president of the country, Juan Guaido. Guaido is, by the rules of the Constitution, president because dictator Nicolás Maduro's last legal term ended in January 2019 and he refused to step aside. The National Assembly, the country's legislature, has the power to appoint an interim president when a rupture in the democratic order, such as a president refusing to leave power when his term ends, occurs. The Assembly tasked Guaido, its own president and a former member of the Socialist Popular Will Party, with that job, which gives him the paramount responsibility of organizing elections to put a president chosen by the people in power. Yet Meganalysis found that most Venezuelans believe Maduro is the nation's president, and more believe that nobody is the president of Venezuela than think Guaido holds that title. The change is a stunning turnaround from the pollster's May 2019 survey, which found most Venezuelans accepted Guaido as their president. The March Meganalysis survey, taken between March 2 and 13, found that 71% of respondents believed Maduro was the president of the country. Nearly a fourth, 23.7%, said nobody was the president, while only 3% identified Guaido as head of state. The May 2019 survey by the firm, one of the last to ask the question, found that the plurality of respondents, 49.8%, believed Guaido was their president. Rather than nobody, 35.4% said they did not know who their own president was, and only 5% said it was Maduro. While many appear resigned to have Maduro in power for the long term, most trust neither politician, though again nearly seven times the number of respondents said they trust Maduro than those who said they trust Guaido. While 60.7% said they trust neither, 25.2% put their faith in Maduro, and only 3.8% in Guaido. Meganalysis only polled specifically trust for Guaido in its February 2020 survey, finding a mild increase in trust from December in the aftermath of Guaido attending President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. At the time, 63.8% said they did not believe, trust and support Guaido, down from 68.5% saying they did not trust Guaido in December. The poll did not show any support for Maduro's socialist regime. However, nearly 80% said they wanted to see an end to the Maduro regime in February. The precipitous dip in support for Guaido, a relatively little-known member of the opposition when the National Assembly swore him into the presidency over a year ago, appears to be a product of Guaido's inability to dislodge Maduro from power, despite claiming to do so in an alleged military uprising in May. Guaido took to social media for a live video in the early morning hours of May 1, 2019, and declared an end to the Maduro regime alongside formerly imprisoned head of the Socialist Popular Will Party, Leopoldo López. He claimed Maduro's senior military leaders had defected and would arrest and remove the dictator from power. In the ensuing hours, the leaders Guaido's faction claimed had defected appeared on state television mocking Guaido, standing alongside Maduro. The only material benefit of the Guaido uprising was the liberation of López, a progressive, Harvard-educated elite who claims to be a direct descendant of Simon Bolivar. Guaido followed up the uprising by agreeing to a series of highly unpopular talks with the illegitimate Maduro regime, squandering his popularity among Venezuela anti-socialists. The March survey was taken before the Maduro regime revealed the first Chinese coronavirus case in the country on March 14, so questions on the pandemic yielded minimal concern. Most, 81.6%, said they believed Venezuela could overcome the pandemic, despite nearly 60% describing Venezuela's healthcare system as poor or very bad. Nearly 90%, however, said they supported quarantine and social distancing measures to prevent the rapid spread of the highly contagious disease. Venezuelans appeared split on the nature of the virus itself. A plurality, 44.7%, said they did not believe that it was a biological weapon, an unsubstantiated claim made by the Chinese government against the U.S. Army, while 42.1% said they did. The Maduro regime, which international health organizations are deriving their information from despite it not being the legitimate government of Venezuela, claims it has confirmed 106 cases of coronavirus nationwide as of Thursday. Maduro's response has largely been to promote alleged miracle cures for the virus, including claiming that Cuba had invented the protein interferon and sharing an herbal tea made of ginger and black pepper as an alleged cure for the virus. Twitter deleted a post with the latter information as it violated the terms of use of the site. Guaido has responded to the outbreak by attempting to launch a website the Maduro regime blocked access to. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.